From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, no complaints. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It is Thursday, May 22nd, 2008. We are excited to be here. We love our jobs. We are a little sleepy, but we're not going to talk about it. We are not talking about it. Why are we not talking about it?
Well, some days before we talked, we said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, oh, God, I'm tired. And you said...
I said we cannot talk anymore about our level of fatigue, because if I were a listener listening to our show, I'd be like, you know what? Get over it.
Yeah.
You host a great radio show. It's a great gig. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
So what I've decided to do is to tell you my little anecdote.
And how you weren't going to talk about
it? But instead of tired, I'm going to say the word inspired.
Ah.
So last night, I was so inspired. I was more inspired than I had ever been. We were at my wife's grandmother's 99th birthday party. It was about 10:30 at night. And I had gone four nights in a row with only getting 2 hours of great creep, meep, weep. You know what I'm saying? Shh, shh.
Okay.
And I said to myself, I've never been more inspired in my life. And I'm like, wait a minute. Every night before we go to meep, we're 100% inspired. So maybe it just kind of, maybe it's like humidity. Once it's at 100%, it's just raining. So I don't know if it was true. But all I was saying is back then, I was pretty darn inspired.
I'm glad we got that sorted. Mm-hmm. Everyone out there has no idea what we were just talking about. But Mike is really inspired. And
really
not
inspired.
Tired.
Hey, what?
What's coming up on the show?
Last year, Wharton professor Justin Wolfers made some headlines with a study where he found that pro basketball referees tend to give better calls to players with whom they share a race in common. Now, he's looked at whether that knowledge would give him an advantage betting on games and found that, yes, indeed it would.
Plus, direct from MySpace into our hearts, Kate Nash will put a quarter or a nickel in the BPP jukebox and hear some music from Nash. Nash's in-studio performance here at the BPP.
And we hear about a casualty assistance officer, a man tasked with visiting families who've lost a military service member. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Jim Sheeler has chronicled the work of Marine Lieutenant Colonel Steve Beck in a new book called Final Salute. And we'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first...
President Bush is set to veto the farm bill today. Again, thanks to a clerical error. Yes, a clerical error. It's Groundhog Day in the nation's capital. We'll explain.
It started a week ago when Congress passed a $290 billion farm bill. Here's what that sounded like to members in the House and Senate.
Two-thirds of the bill does go to nutrition programs, but there's no shortage of earmarks. $6 million for water systems for rural and native villages in Alaska, $2 million for the Eastern Snake Plains Aquifer Pilot, $1 million for the National Sheep and Goat Industry Improvement Center. The list goes on, although it does fail to explain how you could ever improve on sheep and goats.
President Bush had vowed to veto the bill, and yesterday he made good on that threat. White House Budget Director Jim Nussel explains the president's opposition.
Congress sent us a bloated bill with too much spending, not enough reform, budget gimmicks, and even more earmarks.
But hours after the president's veto, Congress was back in action. Many Republicans joined with Democrats, and the House voted 316 to 108 to override Mr. Bush's veto. The Senate was ready to follow suit when a startling discovery was made due to a quote-unquote clerical error. The bill that the president vetoed was missing 34 pages.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the missing section was left out when the legislation was printed on parchment before being sent to Bush. And in response to the question that you're thinking of right now, yes, we still print bills on parchment. Why do I fear that a quill pen earmark is in the works?
Congressional leaders soon became worried that the foul-up would create constitutional concerns for the bill. So today, they're sending the full version, with the missing 34 pages, back to the president. Just so he can veto it again. So they can override his veto again.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with someone we never veto, the BPP's Mark Garrison.